The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you live near the woods and listen closely at dawn or dusk, you have a very good chance of hearing the great horned owl, the biggest and most deep-throated owl in America. And the bigger the owl, the deeper its hoot. And that can be grounds for a big bird fight. Male owls with the best territories attract the best females. Before any flapping and jabbing begins, however, the males often hoot at each other. Males use the information coded in the tone of a rival's call to judge whether or not to initiate a fight over territory. Scientists have wondered whether owls might use their hoots to boast about their physique. So they analyzed the calls of 17 male Scopes owls from France and compared hoots to body type. They found that the body weight of the owls was closely linked to the pitches of their calls. Heavier owls made lower hoots. Since heavier owls are better fed and have more stored energy, they should be more of a threat to other males than lighter owls with higher calls. When the recordings were played, owls responded more cautiously if the hoots sounded like they came from bigger owls, and more aggressively if they resembled hoots from smaller owls. Some males even lowered their calls slightly to make them sound bigger than they really were.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.